This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Used to be my girl.
I respect her. When she was mine, I used to neglect her. Oh, she wanted more than I could give. But as long as I
live, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box for the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering hot deals this month during their spring sales event. Buy a new McBride home in April, receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. McBride is also offering huge savings on over 100 quick move-in market homes if you need a home in a hurry. With nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their spring sales event. Our opening monologue is brought to you by our good friends at Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. Well, there probably isn't a person in Cardinal Nation who would have bet the Brewers were taking 3 out of 4 to open the season. But that's how it turned out.
And a shot in the left center field. The game is tied. Gamble's in. Here comes Kane. Rounding third. Relay. Brewers win. Brewers win.
Here's the thing. The defending champions are pretty good. Quite good. Tell me the flaws in that lineup. Kane is so complete. Yelich could be the best player in the world, not named Mike Trout or Mookie Betts. Ryan Braun does have an MVP on the mantle. Travis Shaw can hit. So can Mike Moustakas, who tends to win everywhere he goes. If they get enough pitching and Josh Hader's arm doesn't fall off, why not? Brutal weekend, but as Martin requested on Twitter, we must play this soundbite.
You think I'm being unreasonable? It's the first week of the season. Yeah. I mean, you guys are... I don't understand this. Now, you're going to tell me, who are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that Yadier doesn't drive in big runs? You're going to tell me Albert can't hit? You're going to tell me the second baseman shortstops haven't hit? David Freese, you don't think he's going to hit? You think Matt's going to hit? You think Kobe's going to hit? You think Berkman's going to hit? The answer is no to all those things? I mean, you get me. Is that what you accomplish your goal? 3-4 times you ask so I get excited and get upset? I mean, that's not fair. It really isn't.
Oh, I miss him. And we just talked to him 15 minutes ago. Yeah, Kobe actually didn't hit. Yeah. Lap two. Paul Goldschmidt.
That year.
Not a bad beginning to a Cardinal career, would you say? Play the three home runs from Friday, please.
Runner goes, and Goldschmidt hits a drive out to deep left. It's at the wall. How about number one? It is gone! It's gone! Goldschmidt, his first as a Cardinal, and you could see that baby coming. You're gonna love him in St. Louis. 2-0, Redbirds!
The bullpen, try to get there early.
How about his second? A long one. Deep left. Goodbye! His second game as a Cardinal. And his second home run. Cardinals go back on top. Goldschmidt has done it again. Goldschmidt, high drive, out to left. You bet he's done it. He's done it. Three home runs.
So 4 in 4 days, including a 444-foot homer on the fourth game of the series. You know, I tweeted something out like, he's the closest thing we've ever seen to Albert Pujols. And then the response by some, it's only two games. No, it's not. It's 6 years of sustained greatness, okay? There's only one player in the National League who's played in the last 6 All-Star games, okay? This is not an aberration. This is who he is. Speaking of Twitter, also want to add to this. I one time caught heat on this radio show years ago for defending Albert, for watching a home run, I believe was in Pittsburgh. It was just an unbelievable home run, and he didn't move for like 3 seconds. I said, it's no big deal. If I could hit like that, I would watch it too. I thought it was kind of cool. I mean, my favorite athlete of all time is Reginald Martinez Jackson. who receives credit for being one of the first to really watch and admire his home runs. So that's all cool with me. I like that. So anyway, I tweet out during Goldie's home run party Friday. He's like Scott Rolen, just running hard around the bases. Then I added, kind of cool in this look at me generation we live in. And all of a sudden, the exposed nerve Twitter police is texting me, get off my lawn, huh, Frank? Don't like those dark-skinned guys, huh, celebrating, huh, Frank? Hey, the guy with the most histrionics in baseball after a home run is probably Bryce Harper. How can saying you like the fact that one particular guy goes old school on a home run trot can be viewed as anti-color? Didn't say anything negative about the guys that like to watch. As previously mentioned, I don't mind that either. All I can say is Twitter just sucks. It's just the worst. Oh, my gosh. All right, lap three. I have a feeling the most disappointed television executives in the world are the ones involved with the NCAA tourney. The potential, the most famous player in the country, Zion Williamson and Duke. The most passionate fan base in the country, Kentucky with John Calipari. A Purdue story, even, where the best player in the tournament could go for 40 again in Minneapolis in Carson Edwards. Instead, you get Michigan State versus Texas Tech and Virginia against Auburn. Now, from a basketball point of view, hey, I like it. First time ever for Auburn, first time ever for Texas Tech, first time since 84 for Virginia, and the great Tom Izzo coaching up a storm. I love it. But I'll make a prediction right now. This will be the lowest rated Final Four on television ever. Bruce Pearl will be the story. Everybody will forget this weekend the sordid details of his career at every step and the fact that he lost two players and two coaches to the FBI and all that issues. All they'll remember about Bruce Pearl will be these passionate soundbites.
Could I ask one favor? Could you say the very first part of what you said when you introduced us? Do you remember what it was?
Yes. Yeah, the Auburn Tigers going to the Final Four are with us.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds great. You know, just thank God for the blessings. We thought this was going to happen. I knew this group wanted to make history. I knew they wanted to play good basketball. And I knew they wanted to represent Auburn, the other student athletes on our campus that compete for championships. And to do this in such an impressive way against the best teams and coaches in college basketball makes it even more rewarding. But we understand that we've got two more games to play in order to win a championship, and we're going to try to continue to focus on that.
You do watch him when he's on TV, don't you? I mean, you can't really turn him off. Hey, him on the sidelines? What do you think? Are you rooting for Auburn?
Oh, sure. Yeah. What are the matchups again? I didn't look at the bracket this morning. Is it Auburn, Michigan State?
It is Michigan State versus Texas Tech, Virginia versus
Auburn. Oh, I'm rooting for Auburn. Oh, yeah. Let's go Auburn. Oh, I've watched way too much Virginia this month.
Also, that's exactly what Brian wants.
Let's go Bruce
Because Auburn just
Pearl.
Runs down and immediately just starts jacking threes.
Yes.
Whereas Virginia. Hey, I saw them get out in transition and throw an alley-oop the other day. Virginia. So, Hoff, maybe you're wrong.
It is unfortunate because it's a good Final Four, but the alternative is so much better.
Yeah. I will say this. I don't know how, like, two coaches could be more different.
Yeah.
And then one guy that's done everything right in his career and was a great player, and the other guy who's done almost everything wrong in his career and couldn't play a lick.
Well, Bruce Pearl's never lost to a 16 seed.
No, he's just broken every rule and been a dirty rat.
He almost shattered an entire program for 9 years, 8 years.
What was the worst thing he did at Tennessee?
That was the barbecue.
Yeah.
That's not as bad.
Right.
The worst thing he got caught for.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah, good point. One more thought about Duke. This Cam Reddish, who's regarded as the third best player in America last year, how in the world can he be considered a like a top four or five pick in the draft, Matt Rocchio, when Carson Edwards, and I looked at all these mocks last night, like the earliest I saw Carson Edwards was like 44. I mean, did you see Cam Reddish play basketball? And did you see Carson Edwards play basketball? I mean, it's like you get this grade, oh, you're special. Some guy who couldn't play a lick who evaluates players, he gave you a 5-star and ranked you 3, so you're a third pick in the draft. Give me a break.
I'm doing this completely off eyesight, but he's listed at 6'1", and I'm going to guess Carson Edwards his wingspan isn't much longer than the average for a 6'1 guy. I'm guessing he's 6'1 with a 6'3 wingspan. He doesn't look really lanky, but he is a guy who also shot like 37% on 10 threes per game this year.
Yeah.
So, if he can give the effort defensively, and he isn't like 6'1 with a 6'1 wingspan, then yeah, you take a flyer on him early second round. I'd say still. Yeah. I still think he's not busting into the first round.
Probably not.
But
I don't know how one guy can be considered a top five, and he goes 2-for-8, and you question his heart because Krzyzewski's even surprised. He said he couldn't go at one time. And
again,
I mean, Trae Young is like the second best rookie in the league right now. And this Carson Edwards got a little bit of Trae Young in.
Yeah.
You talk about range. Oh, my goodness.
Again,
he doesn't
and
pass
this is a big
well.
Thing, too. Carson Edwards, and all the things of not being a super athlete, he's also 2 years older than R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett's 19, 6'7, yeah. And can jump out of a gym. And that's always going to win somehow.
I'd rather have the 21-year-old who actually like is a factor in a basketball
Malcolm Brogdon,
game.
Fred VanVleet, we've seen their success in the NBA.
How about this stat? Duke lost 3 games. This is from Roger Sherman. Duke lost 3 games this year with Zion in the lineup this year. In those 3 games, R.J. Barrett went 0-for-9 in the final minute of those 3 games combined.
Wow.
The rest of the team had 3 total shots. Zion had 1.
How about Duke now just 2 Final Fours in 15 years? That's just one more than Loyola Chicago.
It's weird how sometimes fans and media pick and choose like who gets critiqued. So, like in football, it was always the Packers were criticized, and who was their former coach who just got fired? Mike McCarthy got criticized for not doing enough with Aaron Rodgers, whereas Sean Payton had the exact same resume with Drew Brees. In college basketball, guys like John Calipari get critiqued for not doing enough in a one-and-done, somewhat random tournament, whereas Mike Krzyzewski, with now Calipari's recruiting system in place, hasn't done a whole lot either, with consistently having the best talent in the country.
Well, criticizing John Calipari's in-game coaching is absolutely legitimate.
Yes.
He's absolutely legitimate. And that Duke, I mean, here's the thing is, I know the guy's one of the greatest coaches of all time, but they don't run any offense and haven't run any offense since, like, you know, they started getting these one-and-dones. So,
and, like, the same reason why Kentucky lost to Auburn is why Duke lost to Michigan State. It was freshmen versus a more veteran team. The more veteran team played more composed and beat them. But
and
Calipari
only
gets roasted for it.
And Bruce Pearl outcoached Calipari, and Izzo definitely outcoached Coach K.
But only Calipari gets hit for that, though.
Also, shocker, 20-year-olds who have been in the gym for the last 3 years with the team are better shooters than 18-year-olds who all they've been doing is just dunking over everyone for the last 6 years of their life because they're better athletes. Keeps happening.
And I'm not saying I would do this either, but what are the odds that Duke's lottery picks, I'm not saying if I was the lottery pick that I would be in class today, but what are the odds that those lottery picks are going to be in class today, tomorrow, or
why
again?
Would you?
That's why the one-and-done stuff is just stupid. Let them go pro out of high school, all right? Or make them stay for 2 years. Going to class for a semester and a month is not exactly a student-athlete. But yet they have Duke across the front, you know? All right, left four. The note. So this is the story. There are 4 games left, 2 points behind both Winnipeg and Nashville. Nashville only has 3 games left, too. Blues have Colorado tonight, and they also have some mojo from Saturday night in New Jersey.
Puck back to center. Dunn gets it. Time running down here. Dunn hits the line. Finds a seam in on goal. He scores! Vince Dunn with 2 seconds left. He gets it done, and the Blues win in overtime.
Dunn and Dunn.
Holy jumping, what an effort.
Every year that a team has a special season, and this is special if you consider where they were, unexpected guys play out of their minds. Vince Dunn is one of those guys. 5 goals in his career coming in, 12 this season. He's a really skilled defenseman. So tonight, Colorado, interesting call between the pipes. Jake, who won a game Saturday, or Jordan Binnington, who lost a game Friday, who's 21-5-1. I think it's got to be Binnington. If it's not, and Jake plays well, well, then all of a sudden we got a controversy heading into the postseason. I think when you're arguably the best goaltender in the 2019 calendar year, you don't sit 2 games in a row, especially with each game being so important. And we'll probably have that answer in just a moment on that. Check Lou Cork or Jeremy's, find out. Lap 5. The Kim Tucci funeral. I have to tell you, I was at Red Shandings's and I was at Stan Musial's. This one had more people. I've never seen anything like this. It was a combination of politicians, businessmen, and women, and sports people. Whole lot of Italians there, too. Father Bomarito, Father Polizzi on the altar. But the one thing that everybody remembers about this funeral is Guy Phillips, the outstanding radio personality who was one of Kim's closest friends. He was hilarious. I mean, it is so bold and gutsy to break out humor at a funeral, and yet it was so perfectly executed. Kim's wife, Sharon, who ran Talent Plus, had to be laughing and crying at the same time on Friday afternoon. So Kim had talked with Guy for years about being his eulogist. And Guy comes out there and says, I don't want to do this. I never wanted to be here. I told Kim, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be here. But Talon Plus paid me $12,000. So I said yes. The loudest laughter at a funeral I can remember. I'm sure Kim was watching. He would have loved the crowd. He would have loved the roast and the toast by Guy Phillips. All right, lap 6. Stream of consciousness. It is April Fool's today. And one time on an April Fool's, I think it was maybe 2001, we had Kurt Warner, who was battling the hand issue, the broken bone in the hand. And our April Fool's joke was Kurt was going to junk trying to throw the ball with his right hand because it was messed up, and he was going to be a left-handed quarterback. And we flip-flopped the video. So he and I are in the grassy knoll area right by Channel 5, and Kurt is throwing spirals. Then we go to this soundbite, and he says, you know, my right hand is not recovering. I used to throw left-handed. I'm a left-handed pitcher. I'm going to go left-handed. And we did this full report with this great video. And then at the end, April Fool's Day. Happy birthday to my brother Doug and my mom. Aww. Mary Grace Cusumano turned 92 over the weekend. We had a big bash at the Gatesworth, the most Italians in one place since the making of The Sopranos. Cool moment. We put together a little video of my mom and dad, and we played it at the Gatesworth Theater. And my mom saw all those pictures of herself as a 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old with my dad, Frank Sr., and she got a little emotional watching it. When I was a smart-aleck teenager, I would say to my dad in the middle of a crazy night at Kimmel's when I had my red busboy's jacket on, I'd say to my dad, who was the maitre d' and he was in his maroon blazer, boy, Dad, there are a lot of really attractive women around here, don't you think? Have you noticed? And he would say, I have not, because this marriage that I have with your mother was made in heaven, and that's where it's going to end. He must have said that to me 100 times in my life. They had a great 51-year run. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Twitter, at least this weekend, kind of sucks. So did the Cardinals. The Don Marsh situation. The Blues are on their way. And how about Auburn, Virginia, Texas Tech, and Michigan State in your Final Four? Before we go to break, quick word about a couple of our great sponsors. One of them is Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place to watch the Final Four, in fact, I may be at 99 Hop's house on Saturday afternoon watching it because there's no better place. 99 different beers to choose from. The food is absolutely outstanding. I mean outstanding at 99 Hop's house. And I'd like to do a little people watching, and there's nothing better than going to Final Cut Steakhouse for a little dinner that night. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who is a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Martin.